done.
Effect in any cash.
Is anybody like that here?
Yeah, any penny.
Let me hear you say it loud and clear. That every one of you, from now on, you will begin to excel.
Good night.
Who is the one fellow that he will stand beside him or her and say, you are the one who will get my attention?
Allows you to enter into overflowing blessings.
Redemption Way.
The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God and the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn.
You're watching Redemption Way.
I have a Father, Almighty Father, He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have a Father, hallelujah. To him and say, my Father, you are the Almighty. How can I have you as a father and continue to suffer? Send help to me. Send help to me. Let's cry to the Almighty God. You are the Almighty. How can I have you as a father and continue to suffer? Send help to me, Lord. Send help to me. Lift your voice to him and say, my Father, I am your child. Don't let the world say, where is my God? Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. I'm your child. I am your child. I'm nobody else. I'm your child. Don't let the world say, where is my God? Dide togun togun Oluwa dide tija tija dide alagara dide Olorun mi ko wa se awo foka mi dide o. Almighty God. I said, Father, for how long will the enemy laugh?
fun igba wo ni awon ota o ti ma fi mi rerin
e arise o lord
ide oluwa
and defend your church
you ti o si gbeja ijo reja
defend me o lord
oluwa gbeja mi ja
defend my family
gbeja molebi mi
arise o lord
oluwa dide
let's talk to the almighty god
olorun olodumare soro
Mighty name we have prayed. Psalm 106.
Ori Dafidi. Ori Kefa Leni Ogorun.
Verses 4 and 5.
Ese Keri Ati Ikanru.
Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation.
Oluwa, fi oju rere ti iwo ni si awon eniyan re.
That I may see the good of thy choosing, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thy inheritance. God never forgets.
Olorun o ki gbagbe.
His capacity to know and remember is beyond human comprehension.
Ipa ati agbara re lati mo ati lati ranti o koja oye eniyan.
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 28.
Isaiah ori ogoji ese keji din ni ogbon.
Isaiah 40 verse 28.
Isaiah ori ogoji ese keji din ni ogbon.
He said there's no searching his understanding. Psalm 139, verse 1 to 6.
Ori Dafidi ori kokandini adoje ese kini de kefa.
Psalm 139, verse 1 to 6.
Ori Dafidi ori kokandini adoje ese kini ati kefa.
Tells us that even what you are thinking, before you think it, he already knows.
So uti oro gan ki otle do ro tan otimo.
He never forgets.
Kogbagberi.
However, he may choose not to remember.
Ṣugbọn o, o wa le yan lati ma ranti.
Isaiah 43 verse 25.
Iwe Isaiah ori keta le ni ogoji ese karundinlogbon.
Isaiah 43 verse 25.
Iwe Isaiah ori keta le ni ogoji ese karundinlogbon.
He said concerning his people, he said, "Your sins will I remember no more." In other words, he said, I may decide not to remember. I retain the freedom to say, I want to remember.
Oni emi ni ipa ati agbara lati le yan wipe mo ni ranti bayi bayi mo.
Whenever he decides to remember,
ṣugbọn oni igbakigba to ba wa pinu lati ranti,
if he decides what to remember,
toba pinu ohun to n fe ranti,
he moves very very fast.
O wa ma mu o ma nrin pelu gege bi ina ni.
Like you have been told,
gege bi ati so fun wa,
in the case of Joseph,
gege bi nipa ti Joseph,
in Genesis 41,
ni Genesis ori kokan le ni ogoji,
from verse 1 to 44,
lati ese kini de ikerin le logoji,
Genesis 41 verse 1 to 44,
Genesis ori kokan le logoji ese kini de ikerin le logoji.
Moment he decided it is time to remember Joseph. Within 24 hours, everything changed. The Almighty God is going to remember somebody here tonight. And I know that even before you get home, everything will be different. I'm not talking to everybody. I'm talking of only one fellow. I said, God will remember someone here tonight. And before you get home, things will change dramatically. Whenever he chooses to remember, he will move the heavens and the earth. It will be as if, if we can use the language, it will be as if God suddenly wakes up from his sleep. And when God suddenly wakes up, as it were, like that, he moves the heaven and the earth to quickly do what he has remembered that he wants to do. I mean, in the case of Joseph that we mentioned, he took away the sleep of a king, gave him two troublesome dreams. The king woke up and could no longer rest. He couldn't eat breakfast. He couldn't sit down. He was pacing up and down because God remembered Joseph. I don't know what God is going to do tonight, but I know that there is somebody here tonight, someone listening to me right now, before the sun rises, you will know that God has already remembered you. When he remembers someone, because of that one fellow, he could go to a town.
Only lost in Luke.
In Mark chapter 10,
in way Mark Gorikewa,
verse 46 to 52.
Ese Kerry Dini Adota de Kijilila daughter.
Mark 10:46 to 52.
Mark Gorikewa Ese Kerry Dini Adota de Kijilila.
He went to Jericho because he remembered one blind man.
Oh, lost in Jericho. The Toriyo Nanti Okumi Apoju Koni.
When he remembers someone,
Nipa Toba Nanti Enikon.
He could even walk to the graveyard because of that one fellow. In Mark 5, verse 1 to 20, Mark 5, verse 1 to 20, he remembered that there was a man he created to be an evangelist. Where is this man? Oh, he's in a graveyard. Completely captured by demons. Ah, I remembered my purpose for that man. I will go and meet him in the graveyard. I will chase out the demons out of him. I will restore his destiny. There's somebody listening to me tonight. As the Almighty God lives, the purpose of God for your life will be revisited tonight.
Amen.
I will just give you some examples quickly so that we can then go back and talk to God a little more. Take Abraham for example. God had made so many great promises to him. I will bless you.
Emi abuku fun o.
I will make you great.
Ma so di nla.
I will make your name great.
Ma si so ruko re di nla.
You will be a blessing.
Wa je ibuku.
Those who bless you will be blessed.
Awon to ba buku fun won o je ni ibuku.
Those who curse will be cursed.
Awon to ba fi ore wa o fi won re.
Through you I bless the whole family of the whole world.
Ati nipa re gbogbo orile ede agbaye ni o di ibuku.
In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3.
Ni Genesis orike jila ese kini de iketa ni wa.
Genesis 12, verse 1 to 3.
Genesis orike jila ese kini de iketa.
Abraham said amen to all of them.
Abraham musi so am isi gbogbo eleyi.
Years passed. Every year kept on adding more and more promises. But then by the time they got to Genesis 17.
Genesis
verse 17 then. Genesis 17 verse 17.
Genesis orí kẹtàdínlógún.
When God began to say the same thing again that he had been saying for 25 years.
Nígbà tọ́lọ́run tún wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní sọ ohun tó ti ń sọ fún ọdún márùndínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Abraham laughed.
Abraham wa rẹ́rìn.
He laughed so much he fell on his face.
Ó rẹ́rìn títí ó fi ṣubú lulẹ̀.
He was saying to God, let's forget this joke.
Ó pé ó wá sọ fọlọ́run pé èyí tẹ sọ àwàdà yìí ti tó gẹ́ẹ́.
But God never forgets. By the time we get to Genesis 18, like the pastor who spoke before me had already shown you, there was a different kind of laughter in the life of Abraham.
Abraham
initially they were laughing, mocking God himself. But after Genesis 18, God remembered him. The laughter changed. In that name that's above every other name. Because you came tonight, you will sing a new song. I say you will sing a new song. We've already mentioned Joseph. It was God who gave him dreams.
The
boy was just minding his own business. God began to show him the future. Beautiful dreams. But what did the boy find? He landed in a dry pit. Thank God it was dry. And then he was sold into slavery. And God was sitting down on his throne. And in the heart of that boy, where are the dreams? And then he landed in prison. From fry pan to fire. Where are the dreams? And then he met somebody. Maybe this fellow will help me. And the fellow forgot him completely. But God remembered. And suddenly, the destiny of Joseph was fulfilled. God created you for a purpose. God doesn't do anything without a reason. He didn't send you into the world just to populate the place. No. He sent you into the world for a purpose. The enemy may try to cover your light. They may want to blow out your flame. But in that name that's above every other name. Because you came tonight, you will fulfill your destiny.
Hallelujah.
Lord said there's someone here tonight. The history of your family is full of ups and downs. Ups and downs. The Lord says a new beginning starts today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Olorun so pe eni kan be ni ilale yi.
He said very soon.
Be like eh?
You will be chasing those who are chasing you now.
Iwo ni wa bere si ni le gbogbo awon to nle o nisisiyi.
He said because power will change hands tonight.
Beni tori pe agbara yo yi pada lale yi.
How say sipo pada agbara lale.
How say sipo pada agbara lale yi.
He will take the power from those who are chasing you and put it in your hand. That's what he said.
Awa agbara lowo awon alagbara ti agbara ni o lara agbe agbara na le o lowo.
In the case of the widow of Zarephath.
Nipa ti opo Zarephath.
This widow was managing before.
Arabiri, ope okon rapala jaye tele ni.
Little by little, the food decreased in the house.
Eni tere jitere onje nu le re bere si ni diku.
Until only one meal was left.
Titi o wa fi ku eyo kan soso.
I wasn't there.
Mi o si nbe ijo yen.
But I'm sure that woman must have been praying. God, what am I going to do? Food is finishing. Help me, O Lord. And then there was the last meal. And God remembered. Hey, there's a widow who needs help. And he sent help urgently. When God remembers you, he sends help urgently. All the enemies who think they are going to swallow you
up,
my father will disappoint them tonight in Jesus' name.
Baba mi yo ja won kule lale ni oruko Jesu.
Why? Because Psalm 46 verse 1.
Kini di re? Nitori pe iwe ori David ori kerin din ni adota ese kini.
Psalm 46 verse 1.
Ori kerin din ni adota ese kini.
It says is the ever present help in time of trouble.
Oni lowo lowo iran lowo ni igba iponju.
Before the boat sinks.
Ki oko oju omi o to wole.
He will wake up from sleep.
Aji ninu oru re.
Before sorrow swallows you up.
Ki ibanuje o to gbe omi.
He will arise for your help.
Yo jide fun iranlowo re.
When he remembers you.
Nigba to ba ranti re.
According to Isaiah chapter 60 verse 22.
Gege bi iwe Isaiah ori ogota ese kejilelogun ti wi.
Isaiah 16 verse 22.
Isaiah ori ogota ese kejilelogun.
When he remembers you, he will hurry to help.
Nigba to ba ranti re, ohun o sare lati ran lowo.
He said a little one shall become a thousand.
Pe eni kekere kan yo di egberun.
A small one a strong nation.
Ati eni kekere yo di orilede nla.
I the Lord will hasten it in his time.
Emi Oluwa yo se ni kankan ni akoko re.
When God remembers you, he begins to hurry.
Nigbati Olorun ba ranti re, a se ise re ni kankan.
And I know he's hurrying towards somebody tonight.
Emi si mo pe o sare kankan to enikan lo lale yi.
He's hurrying quickly, coming towards somebody who is desperately in need of help.
O sare kankan to enikan wa nisisin eni to nilo iranlowo.
That help will arrive before tomorrow morning.
Amen. Iranlowo na yo de ba o kile olawo to mo.
You know the story of the widow of the prophet in 2 Kings chapter 4.
Ninu iwe oba keji ori keri e mo itan opo ikan lara awon yawo awon woli ni.
Thank you, Father.
Baba Yeshua.
The Lord said somebody is having some serious problem with his digestive system.
Pe Olorun je ninu enikan Olorun so pe o ni isoro.
The Lord asked me to assure you he has already replaced it.
Amen. Olorun ni fi de Oloju pe o ti paro e.
Oh, I want to say amen to this one before I tell you. He said, my finger will touch someone here tonight for good.
Baba mi so wi pe ika ohun yo kan enikan nisisin lale yi fun rere.
In 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 1 to 7.
Ninu iwe oba keji ori kerin ese kini de ikeje.
2 Kings 4 verse 1 to 7.
Iwe oba keji ori kerin ese kini de ikeje.
A widow was heavily in debt.
Opo yi o je gbese to po to be ge.
And God didn't do anything.
Olorun o si se kankan nipa re.
Because the woman didn't pray. She was just managing. And then one day the creditor came and gave her 24 hours to pay up or lose her children. Then she cried to God. And God answered in less than 24 hours. The prayers for tonight is for those of us who are desperate for God's help. And I can assure you in the name of the one who called
me.
As a result of tonight's prayer, testimonies will last for the next 5 years. He hurried to help her within the time limit set by the enemy. The woman that they thought was going to die in debt became so rich, she paid her debt, and she had enough for the rest of her life.
As
the Lord lives, by this time next month, somebody will stand here and tell the congregation that God had canceled all that he owed.
Amen.
You can take another example in Daniel chapter 4. It's the story of
Nebuchadnezzar.
A very, very powerful king. As a matter of fact, during his time, he was the number one king in the whole world. Then he became proud. He forgot the God who raised him up. God warned him. He didn't listen. God said, repent. He didn't agree.
Olorun so fun pe ko yi pada sugbon aja re ti o so nu ko gbo fere ode.
So God said, all right, let's teach him a lesson. But we won't kill him, we'll just teach him a lesson. And for 7 years, he walked about naked, eating grass like an oxen. And then, after 7 years, God remembered him. And he turned the tide for him. It's one lesson to learn from that story. No matter how terrible your situation may be, since you are still breathing, there is hope for you. Nebuchadnezzar was breathing.
Nebuchadnezzar is in me.
And so they couldn't bury him.
You are
still breathing. The enemy can bury you. And because you are still breathing up to this moment, in the name that's above every other name, all your glory that have been lost shall be fully restored in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And there was this man in John chapter 5. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said the enemy said they have already swallowed
you.
Lord asked me to tell you they will vomit you.
Olorun ni so fun won pe won po jade.
Daddy says there's someone here tonight.
Daddy so pe ni kan be ni ilale.
He said you used to be a high flyer. Until you flew away from him. And then everything began to crash.
Ask
me to tell you. Now that you have decided to return to him, he said you will fly higher than ever before.
You're watching Redemption Way. There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Join them for a life-changing experience in worship.
God is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn. You're watching Redemption Way.
When I became general overseer
in 1981,
all I wanted is that the Redeemed Christian Church of God will grow. I've resigned my job as a lecturer in the university.
University.
I have nothing else to live for other than the church. So I began to do everything I knew. Every month I will hold seminars. special programs, outreaches, crusades. I fasted. I prayed. I went everywhere where I could learn. All the way to Korea. And Korea is far away from here. Nothing happened. We
are
just dancing around. Maybe we increase by two people this Sunday, next Sunday, another three, another Sunday. We may decrease even by four.
A kan bere si ni jobi olobiri po ni boya lo laarin ose kan boya ta ba reyan tutun to join wa bi eyo kan tabi meji ose to ba le mo tori won mo.
When I say special program, everybody will come.
Tin ba so pe akanse esin wa gbogbo eniyan yo wa.
As soon as I finish, everybody will go.
Tin ba si ti pari e won tun pada si ibi ton ti wa.
One day I pray the prayer that you are going to pray one more time tonight. Because I was hearing testimonies of others. In fact, young pastors, younger pastors than myself, they came to me for prayers. We want to start a ministry. Pray for us. I will pray for them. Very soon I begin to hear good reports. God, what about me? I can't go back to work where I'm coming from. So I lifted my eyes up to him one night. And I cried. Lord, remember
me.
I thank God he had. I thank God he had. He remembered
me.
He will remember somebody here tonight. How many people here? Many people are here. You know where your classmates are. You went to college together. Graduated the same time. Started work the same time. They are flying, you are crawling. It's time to say, God, remember me. Some of you know, those of you who married at the same time. 4 or 5 children among their children now are going to secondary school. Lord, remember me. Some of you know, those of you who were believing God for partners around the same
time.
All the others now are settled in their homes. God, what have I done? Remember me. Remember
me.
Many of you know how many people started trading around the same
time.
And you know where your colleagues are, and you know where you are. God, remember
me.
I cried to him that night, and I thank God he heard me. Last December,
during the Congress. What gave me the greatest joy throughout that Congress, apart from all the salvation and healings and everything,
is
that the man I went to in Korea in the 1980s.
Oni wipe eni ti mo lo si odo re ni ilu Korea lo keko ni 1980
sent a message.
O ran se si mi,
I want to come to Nigeria.
Mo fe wa si Nigeria.
I want to see what God is doing.
Mo fe wa wo ti Olorun wi se.
There is somebody here tonight.
Eni kan be ni ilale yi.
Because you came tonight in that name that's above every other name, the world will hear about you. I say the world will hear about you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to stop at Daddy says that there will be hundreds of conception this month.
Olorun so wi pe ogoro awon ilo yo sele ninu osu yi,
and that every one of that conception will be like a Samuel.
Ati wipe gbogbo awon omo ti a o loyun won yi wo ikokan ninu won yo dabi Samuel ni.
Hello, there is someone here tonight.
Olorun so pe nikan be ni ilale yi.
He said you have a problem you have never told anyone.
O ni isoro kan ti o ti so fun enikeni.
He asked me to tell you I will solve the problem.
Amen. O wa ni so fun o pe ohun yo wo isoro na.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
The Lord said there is someone here tonight.
He
said because of you, in your family, there
will
be annual thanksgiving.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We want to pray more. But before we pray, I'm sure we all know we cannot be calling to God if we don't want to go away from sin. David said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, God won't hear me.
David is
God himself said, my ears are not heavy that I can't hear.
Olorun ti kara re so pe eti mi o wuwo ti emi o fi le gbo.
He said, but if you are living in sin,
won ti o ba n pe inu ese,
you can call till you are tired. He said, I won't even hear.
Be o le keti ti o re yo fi ha ko wo ni gbo.
That's why I want to give those of you who have not given your life to Jesus Christ 2 minutes.
That
will run forward now and surrender your life to Jesus Christ. And let his blood wipe away your sins. So that your prayers will no longer be hindered. And if you were born again once, and you have gone back into sin, you better run back to God tonight. He doesn't hear sinners except you come and repent. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, before I count 10, make sure you are already standing before me here.
Someone's knocking at the door. Can you hear him knocking? Can you hear him knocking? He's been knocking very long.
He's been crying to God as you come. Lord, save my soul. Save my soul. Forgive my sins. Cleanse me in your blood. Every sin I've ever committed, wipe it away tonight. Those of you who are coming, make sure you get there before I finish praying, because I must pray now. Oh, thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. Yes, keep coming. Wait for 10 seconds more. Thank you, Father. This is your day of salvation, so. Just make sure you get there before I finish praying. Thank you, Lord.
Bye-bye.
Father Almighty, we want to bless your holy name. We thank you for your word.
And
we thank you for these people who have come forward tonight. Every one of them, receive in Jesus' name. Forgive their sins in Jesus' name. Let your blood wipe away all their sins in Jesus' name. Save their souls tonight, Lord. Please write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. Almighty God, from now on, when they cry to you, please answer them in Jesus' name. And don't let them go back into the world in Jesus' name. In your kingdom, don't let them be found wanting in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to noon. There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Them for a life-changing experience in worship. On this same station at this time next week for another wonderful experience as Pastor E.A. Adeboye exposes the deep mysteries in the Word of God.
Oh,